Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Jesse, it's not often we get excited about the arrival of a new bank in this country. The one that opened in Florida last week, though, is a cause for celebration. Finally, we have a safe and secure place to store our what?
Oh, no. Our nest eggs.
No.
Our pets.
No.
Our what? Give me a hint.
Well, you know what they say, a moment on the lips, a lifetime in the bank.
Fat?
Yes, it's a fat bank.
Oh, a fat bank. Oh,
a fat bank.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the fat bank opened.
Everybody dreams of having a flush bank account, unless, of course, you keep your savings at the Orlando Fat Bank. The so-called Liquid Gold Center opened Friday. Liquid Gold. It allows patients of liposuction to store their removed fat for later plastic surgeries if necessary. What's wrong? Do you hate capitalism? What's your problem?
I guess I just thought we already had a fat bank and it was called McDonald's.
Fat banks may encourage us to solve our financial crisis by switching to a currency based on something we've got in abundance. Go back to the fat standard.
Yeah. Europe has the euro. We have fat.
Yeah, we love it.
How much fat are those?
Like, so what, can you go to the fat bank and get change? Can I have 2 love handles for a butt, please?
So you come in and say, okay, I want to make a deposit to puff up my lips or get a little...
Well, the idea is...
What?
Well, the idea is, like, let's say you have liposuction, right?
Yeah.
They remove fat from your unsightly fatty areas. Mm-hmm. Well, later on, depending on your needs, you might want to have a little fat injected into your lips.
Yeah.
Get that going, you know, and you'll need your own fat.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So you have to have someplace safe to keep that. You don't want to keep that under your mattress. Trust me on that.
Been there.
No, I'm just... I was just wondering, can you donate fat to another? Because...
Like a fat gift card.
I suddenly become generous beyond my wildest dreams.